Welcome back, everyone, to the Darchei Noam Beis Medrash series on the Memches Kinyani Torah. Today's Kinyan is the 11th of the 48 Kinyanim, that of Dikduk Chaverim, which Rashi explains means learning Torah in the context of a group. The Maharal has the girsa of Dibuk Chaverim, clinging to friends in the process of learning Torah. So why is it necessary to have Dikduk or Dibuk Chaverim in order to acquire the Torah? Why does the Torah need to be learned together with other friends? So let's explore three approaches as we usually do. The first is that of the Tiferes Yisrael, who says that we should learn together with other friends because we need to hear how others gathered the Torah from the Rebbe, from whom everyone learned together. Often the Rebbe's Torah can be complex and nuanced and on a level that requires elaboration and clarification. In my personal experience, learning in Moriv Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig's shir, every shir was followed by a certain post-game analysis, you know, where there was a dikduk chaverim in which every Talmud shared his, you know, understanding of what of how Rav Rosenzweig understood the sugya, until a common and collective understanding was ultimately reached. But only by doing it together were we able to fully comprehend the shir and the Torah that we learned from our Rebbe. So that is the approach of the Tiferes Yisrael. The second approach, that of Rav Yaakov Emden and the Lechem Shamayim, is that it's important to learn with friends in addition to learning from one's Rebbe, because when one learns with a friend, he's learning in a more comfortable environment that's conducive to him asking questions. Often a Talmud may feel, you know, intimidated before his Rebbe, and he needs a partnership with another Talmud to feel the security to express, you know, his lack of understanding that he might not want to express in front of his Rebbe. And if he has another Talmud with whom to be able to be vulnerable in his learning and to ask open questions, so then he will reach a greater understanding. The Talmidim of Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, including Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, they described how Rav Isser Zalman, how his greatness as a Rebbe was that on the one hand, he towered over them. Everyone knew his greatness. Everybody knew his godless. But at the same time, he made all of his Talmidim feel like a friend. He made them feel that there was no distance between them and him. So much so that there were even young Talmidim who felt comfortable enough to ask him for a private learning session. And that when Talmidim shared their chidushim with him, he made them feel on a completely equal level with him, despite his greatness. And these Talmidim felt an incredible support from their Rebbe, from Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, which propelled them in their own journeys towards greatness in Torah. So that's the second approach of the Lechem Shamayim. The third is of the Maharal, which is that Torah, by definition, is meant to be shared. It's not meant to be kept and preserved to oneself, but rather it is meant to be communicated to others. You know, it's interesting, we're in the midst of Sfiras HaOmer. We speak about Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 Talmidim, but when the Gemara describes his Talmidim, it doesn't say 24,000, but rather it says 12,000 zugos, 12,000 pairs. The way that we think about Talmidim learning Torah is as chavrusas, is as a pair, is as a group, as a collective learning together. The very source for the mitzvah to learn Torah, according to many, is phrased as a mitzvah to teach Torah, not to learn to one for oneself, but rather to teach to someone else. Vilimantem osam es beneichem, that a father is supposed to teach his son. And the Rambam describes the act of learning, even at learning oneself, as teaching, that you teach others and you teach yourself. Learning Torah, by definition, is teaching Torah. The Torah is meant to have an impact beyond just the self. It's intended to be disseminated. It's intended to influence and impact those around us. And that's why it's so important that we learn Torah not by ourselves, but together with others. So by learning with Dikduk Chaverim, number one, we clarify the Torah with the help of the others around us. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael teaches us. Number two, we put ourselves in position to be free to ask and investigate, to be vulnerable in our learning. That's the Lechem Shamayim Rav Yaakov Emden. And number three is the Maharal teaches us, we learn the Torah in a way that is meant to be learned, which is that ideas are not kept to the self, but rather they are paid forward to those around us.